Maaser Sheni, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Yud Beis. This is the last Mishnah dealing with Maaser Sheni per se. We're going to go on after this to discuss the lachas of Ravai and the Vidui Maasers, etc. In any case, over here, the last Mishnah says, Ha'omer Levno, if a person says to his son, Maaser Sheni Bezavazu. He says to his son, listen, son, I left in a particular corner of the house the Maaser Sheni coins. Can you please go and get them? Umat Bezavazacheris. And the son goes, and he looks in that corner where the father said that the coins were, and there's no coins there. But he finds in another location in the house, coins. Could even be that the father said he left 17 shekels of Maaser Sheni in, you know, the southwest corner of the house, and when the son goes to look, it's not in the southwest corner, or the drawer, or whatever it is that the father said. And the son finds 17 shekels in some other place in the house. Whatever it is, hare elu chulin. The son, and the father for that matter, can treat the coins that were found as chulin, meaning we don't go to Chumrah and say, it must be that the coins that he found were the Maaser Sheni coins and they just were relocated. No, who says? There's no chazak on these coins that they came from Maaser Sheni. The chazak was on the corner where these things were left and there's nothing there, so we can assume that those coins have gone missing or stolen or whatever it is, and these coins that have been found are unrelated. So one can go to Kula. And it's a lav dakka. The truth is not about a father and a son. It could be a person himself. If he knows he left the money in a given drawer, goes back and it's not there, but he finds other money elsewhere in the house, the same din would apply, that he can treat what he finds as chulin. Hayesham mana, if the father said, I left 100, let's say 100 coins for that matter, in a particular corner, umata masayim, when the son goes, he finds 200 shekels in the corner instead of 100 shekels. So the father sticks to his gun, it was 100, and therefore what does the son have to assume? He can assume safely that it's just the 100 that the father said, which is Maaser Sheni, and the second 100 were chulin. Hashar chulin. He treats the second 100 as chulin. So this would necessitate the procedure that we spoke about in the second parak Mishnah Vav, that since you have a mixture of chulin and Maaser Sheni coins together, you'll have to deconsecrate them, saying wherever the Maaser Sheni Kedusha happens to be, I'm putting on another coin, and then you could transfer it back to the bed of those two coins, etc. But the point is you'd have to localize for certain onto a particular mana, a particular 100 worth, and the rest you can treat as chulin. Masayim, if the father says, I left 200 in the corner, umatza mana, when the son goes to look, he only finds 100 in that corner, hakol maaser. So then even though it's not the same amount that the father said, it doesn't matter, since that corner had a chazaka, being the place where the 200 coins of Maaser Sheni were, some seem to have gone missing, but the remainder must all be treated as Maaser Sheni. With that, we finish the fourth parak, and now we go to the fifth and move on to the topic of Ravai.